Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie or show. I'm Freddie. I actually have nothing relevant to say on this one.
Good day, Seattle. I'm Will Campos, and I'm listening. I'm a screenwriter.
Oh, boy.
I'm Matt Arnold, and I'm an opera-going, sophisticated Seattleite, first and foremost, and writer and director second.
Hang on, Matt. I'm dusting off my chair and pulling up my cappuccino with a wisp of foam on it, because it's Frasier Day, baby! That's right, motherfuckers. We're doing the Frasier reboot today. My whole life has built up to this one moment. Those of you who don't know, Frasier is the greatest sitcom of all time. Matt and I are big Frasier fans.
We're Frasier friends.
That's what Frasier fans. That we stand Frasier. We're Frasier friends. That's what Frasier fans call them. Frasier fans call themselves Frasier friends. Friends, Joey, Niles, Frasier friends is how that tongue twister goes. I'm very excited.
Okay, here's a question. If you could put one character from Friends into Frasier.
Oh my God.
Into the Frasierverse.
And if you could put one character from Frasier into Friends, what would those
now,
be?
Now, do they have to swap? So is it lose a character? Separate. It's a trade.
No.
I think it's more interesting if it's a trade.
Because that ruins the chemistry of both. Let's just do one thing at a time. Okay. What character from Friends would you bring into Frasier?
Okay, good question. Not that I haven't thought quite a bit about how I would do a Frasier-Friends crossover.
To me, it would definitely be Chandler.
You bring Chandler into Frasier?
I feel like both Niles and Frasier would not be able to stand Chandler. I feel like he would.
It's a less obvious pick than like a Joey, right?
Okay,
like,
really quick. Just
who is this for? I don't know. This is not
what
great
is.
Podcasting.
Please explain what this show is to me.
Frasier is
who has only seen it in passing on television, and this is what I know.
Frasier.
It's
okay, about, you explain it, Freddie.
So this is what I know from Frasier. This is what I picked up from osmosis being next to these chuckle fucks all day. It's a show. It's a sitcom. It's set in Seattle. It's about a psychiatrist.
So far, so good.
Yeah. He has a radio show.
He does.
Yep.
He lives with his, like, super...
You're so close.
Like, he lives with two people.
Yes.
He lives with Pops.
Yes.
Who's, I guess, a curmudgeon is what
he
I'm
is.
Getting off of it. And his, like,
a
super metro brother.
No! So close. He lives with his father and his father's home healthcare worker, Daphne Moon, a charming young British lady. His brother, Niles.
Oh, no, he doesn't live with Niles.
Although Niles stays over often enough that you might think Frasier lives with him. Am I right, Matt?
Yes, get out of there, Niles. Every time the door opens, it's like, ooh.
Who's it
going to
be, Roz or Niles?
No, it's Niles. It's always Niles.
Okay, so that's like the cast, and it's shenanigans, right?
Yes, yeah. So basically Dr. Frasier Crane is a character that started on another really good sitcom called
Cheers.
Kelsey Grammer plays him. He's a stuffed up, stuffy, pompous psychiatrist who has a radio show in Seattle. He lives with his father, Martin Crane, who's an ex-cop who's been shot in the hip.
He's a classic blue-collar.
R.I.P. John Mahoney, we lost you too soon. Frasier also works with his sassy, man-eating producer, Roz Doyle, who is a single career woman who has all sorts of really... she's post Murphy Brown, like a sort of post Murphy Brown, post Mary Tyler Moore, like hard-assed career lady. So he works at KACL. He has an advice show. I'm just so flustered talking about Frasier.
And then Niles
is
his
even
brother,
snootier brother,
who's essentially Frasier but more.
Yeah,
he's more Frasier.
He's double Frasier.
So Frasier is if Frasier looks down on everybody, the one person who looks down on Frasier is Niles. If
Frasier's
a radio psychiatrist, Niles is a real psychiatrist. If Frasier lives in a nice fancy apartment and is like top of Seattle elite, Niles lives in a mansion and his wife runs the Seattle.
What does Niles do?
A real psychiatrist.
Oh, so he's a real psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
He's younger kind of brother? Practice.
Younger brother.
Younger brother.
Okay, so it's like younger brother, but he's outperforming you and everything.
So,
that's a fun dynamic.
Yeah.
That's very similar to the dynamic over here at a little sitcom I call
the
Wong household. Called Freddy.
Except Jimmy's a real YouTube celebrity.
Yeah.
He looks down on you.
Yeah, he looks down. He definitely looks down on me. And
I had a really good joke I wanted to make, so I'd like to make a joke.
Everybody quiet. Will's making a joke.
I was going to say that, because you were asking about the dynamic between Frasier and Niles, and I was going to compare it to like a sort of a Goku-Vegeta fight. Frasier's cappuccino level is over 9,000.
The other thing that is important information that I am asking about is how did the show end up?
Yes. Yeah, so
like, what is how did it end?
Well, let's talk about what we are doing. Yeah, what we are doing is there has been talks that there's a Frasier reboot occurring and that Kelsey Grammer is going to come back to the role, which is very exciting. And just really briefly, if it sounds like we're excited about Frasier, clearly we are. And this is because, despite Freddie not watching it, both me and Will are in a weird situation where both us and our wives all watch Friends and Frasier constantly. It is I put one of those two shows on every night, literally every night I go to bed. And I believe Will and Cherish do the same
pretty
thing.
Pretty much, pretty much.
So I have watched Frasier all the way through at this point. Probably 6 or 7 times.
Is there a Frasier podcast?
There is now. It's called Story Break.
Because it sounds like you two would love it. Love to be on others.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Really quick to get us to the way Frasier ends is part of the whole thing with Frasier. Frasier's always looking for love. He got divorced in between or during Cheers. And throughout the show, he's constantly looking for that, you know, that woman in his life.
Yes.
And at the end of the show, he finally takes a risk and leaves Seattle to go chase after
to pursue this to this lady. Yeah. Who is it that plays? Is it Laura Linney?
Yeah, it's like somebody really famous. He finds like the perfect. He finds like this wonderful woman in the airport, and they have this like kind of kick off. And then he doesn't.
When does he find her?
She's dating. It's his matchmaker.
That's right. It's his matchmaker.
Yes. Okay. So his matchmaker was the one.
Despite 11 years of failure, he still believes in romance enough to go take a big risk and move on with his life.
Yes, with Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Charlotte, the matchmaker, who is trying to help him find someone. He falls in love with her. There's a great episode, classic Frasier, where her super manly boyfriend, Aaron Eckhart, like is in town.
Really?
And then Frasier's super threatened by him. It's great. So yeah, basically the gist of Frasier is the stuffy, fuddy-duddy dude. He's always looking for love. He, you know, like he's his own worst enemy, his own neuroses, his own commitment to his own ethics often shoots him in the foot in terms of these relationships and stuff like that. Meanwhile, Niles had a sort of semi-problematic pursuit of Daphne and kind of like a nice guy TM romance. It turned out very sweet and charming.
Yeah.
So the show ended with him moving to Chicago.
Yes.
Okay.
And so then now the Matt, like I have this, like I just got this chill of fear. Like I feel like I'm maybe too close to this one to really break it. Like I feel like, you know, like when a cop like gets taken off the case because they're too close, like the killer murdered his son.
I think
and they're like, you're too close. You're too close to the case.
Well, we had talked about it in the car and we had a little bit of the beginning of a take, which I want to throw to Freddie because I think also it involves. Here's the thing. You're not going to be it is impossible to recreate. Do you know what they say? They say bananas will never taste the same. Right, Freddie?
Sorry, what?
Didn't you hear that? Bananas are different than they were 60 years ago. If you listen to banana fans, bananas different.
That's
you
actually true. Yeah, yeah.
No, you're never gonna be able to
hardcore banana people bemoan one the lack of diversity of speciation in the banana sort of like
this,
sub.
Is this sounds like some fucking Malcolm Gladwell?
It's true. The different sizes.
Malcolm Gladwell write a book called The Splitting Point about bananas, and it's a metaphor for creativity or something.
The point is, you can't recreate like.
By the way, the timer was started like.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
But in the same way, you like can't recreate a wine or whatever. You can't recreate Frasier. Frasier, that's what's brilliant about Frasier to Cheers.
By the way, to be clear, those are the two things Matt compares Frasier to. Bananas and wine.
It's perfect.
It's perfect,
perfect
Matt.
Pairing.
Beautiful. You're poet laureate.
So look, Cheers was a totally different show than Frasier. This, whatever this Frasier spinoff or reboot
it's
is, going to
be
totally different.
And
the one thing we had, which I thought was fun, is that Frasier was kind of the outsider in Cheers. And then in Frasier, he's like the point of view and every, you know, he's kind of, it's this thing, whatever.
He's the main sort
of focus. Thought it'd be fun if you turn it around where, yes, he did go to Chicago. He still you know, hasn't found his love and he's stuck living with his son. So you actually
he has a son?
Yeah. So yes. He has a son, Fred. Freddie. Oh my God! It's kismet.
Yes.
It's meant to be.
Yes. So you have grumpy old Kelsey Grammer, who's definitely getting up there in the years, and is like this old sophisticate, and then he is stuck with this young millennial son of his.
When does he have a kid in the show?
He has. I mean, like his kid is like in his teens. His kid's our age. Like his kid's in his teens when the show ended.
Yeah. So it'd be essentially similar. It'd be in the same way. His son is whatever, a Silicon Tech bro or something. Whatever we think.
We
got
to figure out what Freddie's up to. Yeah.
You know, a mid 20-year-old who's stuck with his dad. Now.
No, but here's what I like about that though, because again, like Frasier, to also just to talk for a second about what I really love about Frasier.
God.
It's a very wholesome show at the end of the day. Like, yeah. it goes to zany farce, it goes to romance, but like there's a really loving family unit, yes, at the center of that, with Frasier and Daphne and Niles and Martin and, yes, Roz. Like, it's this, they feel like a family. There's all these people who genuinely care about each other at the end.
I don't know
of the
half
day.
The people you mentioned.
And I like the idea of, again, like, that, you know, the Frasier, the first time we saw it was, okay, he's just moved to Seattle from Boston. He's in his element. He's, you know, like on the original Frasier, he's in his element. He is, you know, dealing with his father moving in. And so the idea of flipping that premise around and he is now moving in with his son intrigues me, as far as like a sort of like a, this is the Creed to the original's Rocky, if it were.
Yes. And I kind of like the idea of like, what is Frasier's place in,
guys,
the modern world?
I'll ask you one question. Frasier used to run an advice radio show.
Oh, he has a podcast. He has a
shitty
podcast.
What if he starts a podcast with his son?
Yes, the pilot is that his son, radio's dead.
Radio died.
He has no. He has nowhere to go, and his son gives him the idea of a podcast. Like, what the fuck's a podcast? And then his son helps him. And you know what it is? Frasier tries to do it on his own. And it'd be like his son comes in at one point, you know, kind of like when we used to have like Benji would show up on the back of the podcast. And the one part of the podcast that the five listeners liked was when his son came in to ask for something and they had like a little bickering thing. Because, mm-hmm, there's this two point of views, like an old man and a modern kid. And then he slowly has to get over his pride and be like, I need my son in this podcast.
That feels like a good place to get your pilot to, is the decision to make a show together with his son.
Yeah.
It kind of, yes, ties them together. It's a reason for them to exist. It's the, if the kid is playing in like the millennial world of like, well, everyone has a podcast. Well, I mean, just like right away, I don't know the show very well, but right away, I feel like a lot of stuff is like, you know, in my head, like, Frasier's a white ass show, right? Like,
yes,
there's no people of color in that show.
It's a, they're a, very occasionally, and very when it does, you're like, hold on, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on to your butts, because they're doing a person of color episode, and you're,
yeah,
like,
ugh. The Carmichael show had a joke where they were like, let's just stay home and watch Frasier until we see a black person in it. Last time we got through two seasons or something like that.
And especially if being set in Seattle, the amount of, like, for example, Asian people in Seattle would expect at some point, but no, nothing. So right away, I feel like there's a way of kind of meta poking fun of that, mm-hmm, by being this podcast, and his son is like, hey, we need to get like some more diverse viewpoints in here. He's like, well, but why? Do they have PhDs like I do or what? I don't know. Does he have a PhD?
Yes. Of course he does.
He went to undergrad at Harvard, and then he went to Oxford after that.
Yeah. Well, what did his brother do?
His brother's a psychiatrist.
Yeah, no, also, no, but did his brother have two PhDs?
I can't remember.
He just has a PhD, too. They're both good.
God, you know, I don't know where Niles went to college.
Yale University, and then, Yale. He's a Yale boy.
I see.
And then studied for a year at the University of Cambridge in Cambridge, England.
So we got, oh, God.
So it feels like,
what
did
we get ourselves a new boy?
It's a whole new cast, essentially.
All right. But here's what I would say. Yes, you have to, there's, again, like, you have to build out a whole new cast.
Yeah.
That's not just a dad and his son do a podcast.
I feel like his son is married, because it should be a big deal that he's moving in here.
So Frasier's like he's fallen on hard times.
Yeah, I think Frasier's fallen on hard times.
Well, because he lost his radio gig at, you know, WNY, whatever.
He's trying to hang on to that.
Because I feel like he has probably a pretty clean and very, you know, high-end lifestyle a little bit, right?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So I'll throw this at you. Okay. Is Frasier our in? Is he our viewpoint?
Mm-hmm.
Or is Freddie the viewpoint? And in which case, who's Frasier?
Kelsey Grammer's not doing this show with somebody else being the main character.
Yeah, you're right.
It is grumpy. It is. We are trying to do the good version of shit my dad said, essentially.
Okay. Well, no, but just...
That's from the point of view of the kid.
It's not shit my son said. It's shit my dad said.
That would have been maybe a more successful show.
Well, okay, so let me ask you this, because there's been a glut of these sort of reboots for shows in this past year, right? Like,
mm-hmm,
What was the one?
Roseanne.
Roseanne was one. What was the one?
They're doing Alf.
Stars Hollow, which one?
Gilmore Girls.
They did like a second. Yeah.
Now, you guys have watched some of these, right?
They've all been bad.
Well, yeah, I think universally everybody...
Bad's wrong.
But everybody agrees that they definitely do not... they do not live up to their reason.
Oh,
for
Will
existence.
And Grace, which I watched, which was like, they're all okay. The problem is, like, again, you can't recreate
the
banana. The banana is always going to taste different.
So they're all trying to recreate the banana.
They're
in
all
your
trying
words,
to recreate the
right?
banana.
All right.
So how do we? This sounds like you're recreating the banana.
No, because
so how do you
saying,
not do that?
Okay,
now?
That banana.
Right now,
all right.
You can't.
All right.
That's a good point. All right. Okay. I think our idea was too simple.
Okay.
What if Frasier's an assassin?
I wasn't thinking that far, but I was thinking something different.
All right. I'm trying to just give me a second to circle the wagons here. I'm just trying to.
Everybody listening to the podcast, be quiet and let Will think.
I fucking hate you guys. Okay. We also got to talk a little bit about how sitcoms work.
Yes.
Like, because this is very different than, like, you know, the sort of hero's journey bullshit that Matt and I usually just crank out. So again, it's like you have a character in a kind of purgatory, right?
Right.
Like,
yes,
and so
trapped.
It's like, what is that thing that they want that they can never have?
Yes.
And why can they never have it?
Yes.
Right. So like, Fawlty Towers, right? Yeah. Like, it's this snobby guy in a shitty hotel who wants the acceptance of the upper class,
yes.
Right?
Yep, yep,
but
yep.
His own arrogance constantly undermines him. He's his own worst enemy,
yes,
right?
Right.
Frasier, similarly, is, you know, obsessed with status, obsessed with his fame, but he's deeply neurotic. Like, he has his own ethics that he wrestles with. He's constantly getting in his way. Like, and again, like, he's this guy who's ultimately looking for love and looking for acceptance and stuff like that. So here's my thing. Like, what itch can he not scratch? Like, what is his, like... Because he was a different character in the context of Cheers than he was on Frasier. Well,
it feels like you can't just do He's Looking for Love Again, right? Like, it feels like that's just a
That's going to be part of it, I mean, I would think. But again, but to your point of not wanting to reinvent the banana, I don't want to just...
I think we found our new, like, spiritual logo. Yeah.
You don't want to reinvent the banana.
Okay, so...
Frasier becomes a granddaddy?
So how does this just not become Frasier becomes his dad character in the first series?
Well, his dad's, I mean,
his dad is like a gruff blue-collar cop.
Oh, okay, okay.
And that's where a lot of sweetness comes. Like, he could not
Frasier
be more different than his kids,
a
but
cop.
Him and his kids. So
Frasier becomes a cop.
Frasier becomes a cop.
It's a Martin a prequel show about Frasier Martin's shit. Years on the force.
Frasier becomes like a consulting psychiatrist for the Chicago PD.
Oh God!
And he has to solve crimes.
Oh
using
my
his
God,
shit.
Freddie, you just blew
you
this thing
it.
Wide open. Do you understand?
No.
Do you fucking understand how hard you just blew this open?
No, I just
so it's gonna be like Monk or whatever.
It's Monk, but it's Frasier.
Holy shit! That's it. That's the fucking pitch. You walk in, you write Monk, you cross it out like a white. You cross out Monk, and then you write Frasier, and then they say. Why are you writing Frasier? Wait a second. And then you rewrite Monk, and then you put an equal sign next to them. And they go, what? I'm not quite sure. I understand. And you say, it's Monk, but with Frasier. They go, oh, you should have just said that when you came in here. But either way, they buy it. That's very good.
I'm definitely intrigued by Frasier as a consulting detective.
Here's the thing, right? To Matt's point about bananas.
It's a different show.
It ain't the same. This baby ain't the same banana.
So it's, okay, it's like Bones.
Right.
Or any
Castle.
Other, or Castle or a billion other shows.
Or Castle Bones.
Castle
or
Bones.
Legal Suits.
Frasier the
So what
a cop.
Is it, what is it, well, no, is he a cop or is he like...
Because his wife got killed. He found love, but then the murderer killed his wife.
So now he's hunting serial killers. He's helping the police force hunt serial killers. But to clarify, this is 100% still a sitcom. Oh, there's this shit. There's this good show.
Monk is a little bit like that, to be fair.
Yeah, it's like fun, right?
No, I'm saying Monk. Yes, Monk is fun, but the origin story is something to do with his like wife, right? Like it's like
now they did an. They did an episode of Frasier where he thinks he's cracked a case that his dad was working.
On.
It's very good because it's like Martin's been obsessed with this like this brutal murder of a prostitute or something like that, and then it's like just this grisly like society murder or something like that, and Frasier thinks he's got it figured out, and his theory is that like this trained monkey did it, and then it turns out to be totally wrong, and he looks like a complete idiot. Frasier's not very smart. Like, that's another,
oh,
like...
Oh, I see. Well, but see, that's a fun thing, though, because you've always seen, like Monk and Bones. It's always, like, they're all good at it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the point. They're always really fucking good at it. It's like at the end of the day, House fucking nails it every time. What if it was a medical show, but House sucked? Like, it feels like, I don't know, I think it might be... it might be the common cold. It's like, House, you're wrong. He died. You're like,
I don't... Okay. I'm starting to cool on serial killer Hunter Frazier.
Controversy aside, people seem to like the Roseanne reboot.
It got pretty good
reviews. Out of all the like rebooted shows, it seemed to me that that was the one that was actually doing the best. So what was the premise of that?
I didn't see the Roseanne reboot.
I mean, the Roseanne reboot essentially does recreate the banana.
I see.
It very much just comes back into Roseanne.
Sometimes just you want a little banana, though, dude.
Yeah, and that's what they did kind of with Will and Grace. I think what worked about Roseanne, barring all the controversy, as opposed to Will and Grace, is Will and Grace feels like a show from the 90s because like they kind of make, again, not that, to be very clear, not that, you know, all gay rights and various things that have actually been solved here, but like they do, it's just like it was very edgy in the 90s. It feels like an old person's show now. It's not like not edgy, so it kind of loses it. Whereas Roseanne
was always,
even back then, it was kind of talking about blue collar families was pretty rare back then. And then there's kind of a resurgence after Roseanne, but now there's like nothing, like
right.
outside
so,
of the middle,
so in a weird
there's
way,
nothing about, you know, financial issues.
So in a weird way, what made it unique back then
still
holds
makes
true
it
today.
Well,
I mean,
you can get into a whole bunch of arguments.
Yeah.
There's a zillion shows like that. It's just not about white people.
Yes.
So like,
yeah.
the, again, like Fresh Off the Boat, One Day at a Time, Bob's
yeah.
Burgers, like that genre's
yeah.
there. It's just, you know,
oh,
people are like, where did it go?
Yo.
All right. Yeah. All right. Like the reason I don't think you can do that with Frasier is I don't know that anyone in like post Bernie Sanders Occupy wants to watch a show about a doofy super rich guy. Here's the other reason you can't do just the banana again. John Mahoney passed away.
Yeah.
You can't just bring, I mean, that's the fundamental part of the dynamic.
Yeah.
You can't, there's no Frasier without John Mahoney.
Yeah.
In terms of that exists. So you couldn't just like, and again, he left. Again, they ended the show with him moving away. All right, I want to zero in. Other jobs I could see for Frasier besides podcast host. He could be a professor at a college. If you still want to do the thing with the son, you could do the son's going to that college. And like you said it at a college, and he's like this doofy liberal professor trying to make it at this school. You know, like he loses his
Okay. We're getting close. I don't think college. One, colleges for some reason, there are reasons, but colleges just never work on sitcoms or TV shows. Like
what
it's
about
just high
Saved
school
by the Bell, like the new
high school.
Well, the new one when they go to college though.
What was it called?
I don't remember. Don't they go to college in Buffy?
But and then it falls away.
It's the best season of Buffy.
Yeah, everybody remembers. It's just a lot. There's, you could get into whole thesis papers on why people can watch high school, but you can't really watch. High school is a universal experience. College is like you're finding your. It's just different. So
it's AKA why we never did Video Game University.
Yes. But here's the thing. It should be his son's son. He becomes a professor because him being a professor at a college is too good for Frasier.
I see. So he's a high school.
He's like a high school professor who's trying to teach fucking kids who are playing Fortnite. He's trying to teach them Shakespeare and psychology and porn stuff.
I can see that. I can see Frasier in his August
and
years.
And not being able to deal with, and then he's trying to bond with his grandkid. And then his son becomes essentially the psychologist to him, right? He's like the mediator between Frasier and his new generation. He's like, hey, I know, you know, he's like, you don't understand about young kids.
Freddie is the school therapist.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
his son actually got into...
Yeah, because the son became... Again, in the show, Freddie was always a big nerd. Like, that
yeah.
was like, they did a lot of that. Like, there's that incredible spelling bee episode where they do, like, it's... like, where he's like, he's going to go win the spelling bee. But, like, yeah, they've always done that. He's a scientist and he's a nerd and stuff. So you could do, yeah, he's a therapist at the school who has advice for Frasier on how to, like, talk to kids and stuff
his
like that.
His dad judges him with his therapy. It's like, you're not a real therapist.
Yeah, it's like you're a school therapist. Like you're a school English teacher. I don't tell you, Dad. Yeah.
How many sitcoms, and a lot of sitcoms obviously set in high school, how many focus around the faculty? Not too many, right?
You could make it, what's the school you went to? Bryce Academy? Like you could make it a doofy private school if
yeah.
you wanted to. I don't know if that's more fun than a public school or not.
No, it should be public. I feel
yeah,
like
yeah, it's a bigger Frasier's culture class.
Frasier out of his element.
Yeah.
It's him trying to hang on to his sophistication and intelligence. And again, here's what it is. He is fighting this endless tide. He wants to make the minds. He had this awakening. Like right, if he's not gonna get married, maybe he's given in his mind. He's given up.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like, what I can do best now is try to spread intelligence and culture to the young kids. Right, and that's the impossible
task
that will never happen. And it's not because he couldn't. It's because he's.
He's
stuck
going
in his own
ways.
He's going
about
it the wrong
way.
He doesn't appreciate the sophistication, the culture of those Fortnite players. Like he doesn't understand what.
Well, he just looks at all the stuff they're doing online, and LSF just
thumbs
his nose at it.
Yeah.
This is
not real.
Yeah.
This is an emoji version of Romeo and Juliet.
And what's great is that his son is better at that. His son is more knowledgeable with what's going on. Like, he understands the youth more than his dad.
Well,
does.
Yeah. Well, you do it also that his son is, like, a more woke type of masculinity than Frasier
yeah.
is. Where not that Frasier was, like, you know, like some macho dude. Clearly not.
yeah.
But, like, that his son is more empathetic. He's less of a snob. He's yeah. more relatable.
Yes.
He's
a better therapist.
He's a better therapist. I think that's really good. I like. Okay. Yeah. All right. I can play around with that space.
Yeah. I think
like
that's a good dynamic.
Okay.
So let's talk about these characters. And we're gonna have one where we can use some names, but just to kind of because this is gonna be a little
through
different.
The old story
we'll
break.
Get, we'll get to the
list.
Pilot
name
in a moment.
Vault.
Let's kind of figure out what this cast. Because the most important thing is the cast.
Yes. Okay. So you got Frasier. Before we get to names, let's figure out who the character. Like, you know, just the kind of archetypes on
yeah.
the show, right? So you got Frasier, and what is he teaching? History, English.
I like English, like literature.
Literature.
Elocution.
Because yeah. that's a way you can teach philosophy. Like, he's like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
what about
yeah,
just
yeah.
philosophy?
Do they have philosophy in
high class in high school?
I mean, like, to me, well, let me ask this. What kind of high school? Is it like a fuddy-duddy?
I think it's a public. They were saying it should be a public school. He should be out of his element.
I see.
But it could be like a, yeah, I mean, yeah, but like they could have like a
yeah.
good, like a.
I mean, he could be the chair of the so-and-so department. They're going to try it. Like, there's be some
yeah,
big
I mean,
initiative.
Our buddy Chris teaches at.
Classics.
Classics at a school in.
Classics is
a public
bad.
School in high school in Boston.
Yeah, they can teach. There's classes that teach philosophy. There are schools that have philosophy classes in high school.
Okay, I'm starting to see. Because, yeah, you do, like, he, you know, angles to, you know, run the school, the play, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the skinny, yeah, he wants, or, like, or, you know, and he wants to do the, like, the, he wants to gussy up the lunch menus because he's
yeah.
sick of rectangular pizza and he wants to eat foie gras or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, he'd be the teacher that when he finds out what play they're doing, he'd be like, that's the worst, like,
yeah,
Andrew
yeah,
Lloyd
yeah,
Webber.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have Andrew Lloyd Webber in this school. We only go with
all right.
Sondheim.
So, okay, here's what I would say, because it's like, again, like, this is a little different than doing a movie because you're not laying
yes.
out. So I think, again, you come up with the structure of the pilot. I would kind of want to come up with, like, what are the main locations of the show?
Yeah,
like, again,
that
like,
seems to be at least.
That's a very
to,
sitcom thing.
According yeah. to Wikipedia, they always mention. Like they frequently like I'm looking at the Welcome Back Cotter because that's a sitcom about a teacher.
Yeah,
it's like it's the school, but also like, his apartment, which they frequently enter through the fire escape.
Yeah.
Well, you would have the house. Does Frasier have his own guest house, or is Frasier stuck in the house? Probably stuck in the house, right?
So he lives with his son and goes to school with him.
It feels
Aldo. I am also
I do like
space.
Them driving together.
I like
that.
Well,
car is
I was gonna say your opening scene of the show is like. It's him, and it's like dropping your kid off for school, but it's Frasier getting dropped off for school by Freddy. But then, so you have like this fun, and then, but then you also reveal there's this other kid in the back that's actually getting dropped off at school. And so it's like, you're like, oh
yeah.
my God, this is a total fucking shit show. It's like three generations of this neurotic family all at the same school.
Some sitcoms definitely use a car as a main, That 70s Show. Car was a big part of it.
I'm not saying the car has to be the location.
No, but the car is a good location because if they are always driving to school together, that is a good place for the father and son to always have a private conversation.
I guess
and they
true.
Do it
yeah,
a lot
yeah, yeah.
in Big Bang Theory. She's the only one who can drive. Sheldon can't drive. So whenever they need Sheldon and her to talk, the car is like the confessional. It's a good confessional location for a sitcom.
Oh, I see.
So yeah. so them being... I
that's
like
a, that's an under-the-hood mechanic shit that Matt's talking about.
If you can get to why Frasier lives with them, I think that's fun.
Yes.
You could do that something like Frasier. I mean, again, it's like if you've fallen on tough times, it's maybe they're living somewhere.
Yeah, why is... Okay, so let's back up for a second. Why? So what happened with what's her face from?
Yes.
It just didn't work out. Did they get married? Did she die?
Yeah.
Did she break his heart? Like,
yeah. Did somebody get sick? So like with for the dad and Frasier, the reason he moves in is that he got shot on the force and his hip was shot. And then as time's gone on, his hips acted up and now he can't take care of himself
anymore.
He slips and falls
prior to the start of the first episode. So Niles is like, we need to put dad in a home. And then it's this debate about whether they're going to put him in a home. And then he's like, he should come live with you,
yeah.
essentially.
Here's the one thing. If you could do it right, there would be some fun and irony to Frasier being sick in a way that makes other people care for him because he is so particular and so independent that like him like being kind
is
of doted upon.
Is that stealing too much from the heat from OG Frasier though?
Or is it just bringing some of OG Frasier into the spinoff of the new Frasier? I don't know.
Of Neo Frasier.
Neo Frasier 2020 AD. For Aizure.
Oh my God. And it's
a chatbot.
Yes.
It's a chatbot in the future, and it's Frey Aizure. Holy shit.
Well, that's it, everyone. That story
that
break.
That would be really insane.
Frasier 2049. Boop.
How about it's
boop.
Just her, but instead of her, it's Frasier.
Frasier.
Frasier. And everybody's trying to take him off the phone. They're like, please leave me alone. Okay, actually, I think where he lives is important because I can see a few locations. I think the school, the class, his classroom is going to be a location.
Yes.
The school's therapy room is going to be a location that's going to work for. That's where you'll get all three generations of this Frasier family will come in. Like the son will come in. He's like, son, you can't keep coming in to talk to me. This is for kids who need therapy. He's like, well, I need therapy. He's like, I can't give you therapy. I'm your father. He's like, well, I need to talk to you, dad. But whatever. But it's like, this is another location. Then you're going to have the house. I feel like if Frasier doesn't live with them, it feels like you want Frasier to live with them.
But here's what I would say is that. That's all. I mean, like,
maybe he. Okay, no, that's fair.
I'm just again. Niles doesn't live with Frasier.
That's true.
I mean, Niles is over all the time. Like, you could do the son should. The son should have his own space with his own family. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Frasier becomes a Niles. Frasier's constantly coming over.
Yeah.
Because he's lonely.
Yeah.
And he lives by himself.
He
got what he wanted from season one. I mean, from season one.
I think you could do he's a widower.
Yeah.
I think you could do that he and Laura Linney got married, and it's been a while since that show, and then she passed away, and he's lonely, and he doesn't know what to do with himself.
What I like about
just
that
got
is...
an ice boxer, eh?
Yeah, and he retired, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, he went through
a rough... Yes, we're fridging Laura Linney. Sorry, Laura Linney.
Okay, she's not here today. Look, you can have a character that's a widower.
Yeah.
Like, he's a widower.
Yeah.
The character that we don't know about, it could have been some other woman he fell in love with, too. It doesn't even have to have been her. But he's alone.
Because what I like about it is it moves him to a different stage of his life. It's not the guy in his 40s looking for love. It's a guy in his 60s who is dealing with, he's retiring. You know, like he's, you know, he's.
He had his love. He's looking for what's next.
Wait, hold on.
He has a son.
Yes.
Where's the son come from?
Frasier's been married about a gazillion times on the show. Frasier is Freddie is his son with Lilith.
Who is Frasier with a one, as you guys said. She is Frasier but a robot, essentially. She's like a robotic, like super.
She's super she's like she's a scientist, like she's like.
So
like,
it makes sense that
very serious,
that
very straight-laced.
But him being having a lot of wives, it makes sense that carries over.
I feel like he had a passionate. I feel like he had a real passionate.
He found happiness.
Yeah, he found happiness. He was satisfied, and it. You know, he lost it. It's been 20 years or whatever since Frasier, or 14 years or whatever.
Yeah.
He had 10. He had a decade with this woman. And it was wonderful, and she unfortunately passed away from a sickness or whatever.
Yeah, I would use you. Yeah, she got sick.
And he's not looking for another one. Like he's in his. He's in his.
That's the hard part about when it's like the end goal of a character is like they find love, because the only way out of that hole that you dig for yourself is either, well, they don't have love anymore, or they're just happy. I mean, honestly, that's the problem that they had to solve with the Mission Impossible movies, right? It's like the end of Mission Impossible 3. It's like, I guess Tom Cruise is married. And you're just like, I'm watching Mission Impossible 3. I'm like, Tom Cruise? Ethan Hunt works in the post office? I didn't sign up for this shit. I about walked out of the theater right damn there. Almost left. I was like, Tom Cruise driving the mail truck? I thought it was Mission Impossible.
Nobody wants
that's some bullshit. Male documentary. I was very angry. I didn't like the third one.
You have pointed out a very tough thing with sitcoms, which is people like watching people fall in and out of love. It's nobody wants to watch people in love. So it's very hard. Now, some shows have been able to pull off. There are definitely shows that have had people get together and then they actually become as funny. Weirdly enough, I think Chandler and Monica are great as a couple.
Niles and Daphne.
They
did. Well, I mean, even Ross and Rachel was fun when they were together.
Yeah.
Like, you can do it.
Yeah. It's
in terms of like setting up a new concept for a show, like, I struggle to see what it would be if he was in a relationship. I'll put it that way.
Right.
I don't want it to just be about like he's still the same character he was when he was in his 40s. You know what I mean? Like, that seems like a drag. So he got what he wanted and it was great and it's over.
His new goal in life is not to find love, it's to spread the
love. You can get horny Frasier.
Well, of course, there's gonna be horny Frasier. Are you kidding?
All right, 20 minutes, boys.
Okay.
I think his son could have a wife though.
Yes.
Once is not just all dudes in this show. Really quick. So we got Freddie.
Yeah, you do.
Could be a daughter too, instead of a son.
Yes.
For the grand, instead
yes,
of
yes,
doing, again
like
to
that.
Also mix that up. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay,
I like that a lot. Okay,
Frasier's son, school therapist.
Yes.
Okay, the daughter. What's the daughter's name, Freddie?
Let's go with Emma Marshall. Thank you, Emma, for lending your name.
Emma Crane.
Ooh, Emma Crane is a good name.
Emma Marshall Crane.
Yeah, because then the mom.
Congratulations, Emma. You're on Frasier now.
Emma Marshall Crane is his granddaughter.
Okay. Well, we do have a mom. We have a Diane Badalana as a mom submitted to this.
Well, it's gonna be Diane. Oh no, she kept her name.
Yeah, but is her last name, is it Marshall Crane or Badalona Crane?
Her mom's name is Diane Marshall.
Okay, and Diane Marshall, and their kid, Freddie Crane, Frazier Crane, and
Emma Marshall Crane.
And Emma Marshall Crane.
Yes, Diane Marshall is the mom.
And then, you know, they all call her Einstein because her initials are E equals MC.
Oh, damn. You just got the show sold. That's the thing you do at the end of the pitch. You go, just one second, in case you weren't already into this.
Yeah.
And they go, that's
and
the thing.
And she's a square. Oh, my God.
Is she a square?
Yeah. Well, she's a crane, okay. Dude. Of course she's a big old dude.
Okay, really quick. Well, I think we need one more person, and then we got to...
Okay, there's got to be another teacher at school, right? Or the principal. Principal's the new love interest. It's like, because Frasier's always attracted to women in power positions, I feel like.
Okay.
So, yeah, principal. You've got the principal who's going to be like the sort of Sam and Diane thing. Like, again, like, imagine, remember Kate Costas on the show? Like, the first kind of love interest is Bossa K-A-C-L. Like, mm-hmm. You could do it again. Like, it's Frasier who's this doofy, you know, pretentious, up in his own head guy. And then yeah. You have the principal of the school. It's a principal of fucking, like, of a public high school in mm-hmm. Chicago. Or wherever the show is being set, she's got a lot of shit on her plate. Yeah. Like she has seen people like Frasier come and go. Do you know what I mean? Like people who, you know, some fucking snobby guy retires and thinks teaching is going to be a walk in the park, and he comes into the school and then they chew him up and spit him out. So she's at the beginning of the show. I was like, all right, who is this Frasier guy?
Is really quick, and then we that's five characters. That's enough for breaking.
Well, let's see. We
out.
Had Niles, Daphne, Martin, Frasier, and Roz.
Yeah, so
right?
Usually five or six.
Okay, so...
So, I think that's okay. I just one thing.
Yes.
Is there an animal?
Oh, you bet there. You bet your ass there is.
Yes, because that's...
We didn't even talk about Eddie. Because
that is a cheap crowd-pleasing moment, is that he's like, it's like, man, is Frasier back to his old thing? And then they have some dog that's even more annoying.
Frasier has a dog now.
Frasier has a dog.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Okay.
Eddie was... So Frasier's dad has an adorable Jack Russell Terrier named Eddie, who is the star of the show, got more fan mail than any other cast member. And the whole thing was Frasier is not a dog person. And then Frasier... so that Eddie like stares at Frasier all the time and freaks him out. It's just like a fun
dynamic.
He's
just a super well-trained dog. And it's also
really
great because
like
Frasier's this like high-class humor, and then it has like the lowest brow humor of just mm-hmm. like literally animal reactions. And the dog always sheds on his nice stuff. And
Yeah, stares
at him while he's trying to have his coffee in the morning. He just ruins his life.
Yeah, and his dad
seems to love the dog more than he loves Frasier. It's like part of the dynamic too.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, maybe there's another dog named Eddie.
No, that'd be very sweet if.
Is it named Martin?
Yeah.
Is that? Would you name your dog after your dead dad?
No,
I don't think you would.
He might name it Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a dog named Eddie.
He's lonely. Yeah, and that's how you know he's lonely, because Frasier's desperate enough to get a dog.
His dog named... Okay, so there's another dog named Eddie. So, Principal Teddy. Okay, so let's talk about the granddaughter.
All right, so she's... Is this a... What about middle school?
Middle school.
Middle school is more fun than high school, right? Well, I mean, the girl's going to grow up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's a problem.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay, so high school then. High school's longer than middle school. It's her first year.
Freshman year.
Unless it's a K-12, in which case you could be like, hey, she's in sixth grade.
Seventh grade or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure. She's in seventh grade.
Okay.
Good, long, well-paying gig.
Yeah. The school I went to was sixth grade through 12th grade.
And you can totally have another kid, which we're not going to deal with. They have a younger kid too.
Yeah.
They have two kids who's, you know, cute and fun.
Niles Jr. Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's talk about the girl.
15 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay. Yeah. Let's try to run through these characters real quick. Okay. So you have
Frasier,
who's trying to pass on. He's trying to pass on his knowledge to the next generation, right? And he is trying to, secure his legacy essentially.
He wants
a
building name.
He's searching for
him.
Meaning in his life. You know, like the
Is she like super sports video games? Is she into? Is she a nerd and square like you said? Like, what's the dynamic?
Okay, you know, actually, she should be like a jock.
Yeah,
right.
That would be like the hard thing.
She
for
takes
Frasier
after
to relate
Martin.
To.
Like, if you're going to look at the other show, like, you know, you would do that. She is. I don't know. I'm trying to think like what kind of school it is and like how she wound up going here. Like maybe she feels like a fish out of water at this school. Yeah, maybe again, her dad and her granddad are going to both be gigantic fucking nerds.
Yes.
So she shouldn't be a nerd.
Yes.
And then so for her. It's all three of them. It's their first day of school.
Yeah. Maybe the thing to get to is what is the hook? What is the change in status quo? Cause I feel like that's going to be where you get, cause I don't even know trying to think about what her characters, I don't even know what we're like, what we're playing. Like, I get Frasier's very quick, very easy to understand, which is like, it's a guy who's got everything, who's this sophisticated, you know, cultured, rich person who lives on his own and has to take care of his...
Change in the status quo is he takes a job at this school.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is... I feel like I want to be with him at the start of this journey, okay. Right?
So the change is the... So it's not like him coming into the family or anything. Like, their relationships were...
I mean, you could do that. This is a shift. This is a change in that relationship. Mm-hmm. Right?
You could do... Okay. Here's what you... If you're going to do that, I would do that. He moves. It'd be like... You're coming in with, because also you're coming in, oh, I can't wait to see Frasier. And instead, you start with all the other cast members. You're when's that bass gonna drop? And it's this daughter and her father, and they're driving to school, and you get their dynamic. It's like he's the big nerd, and she's like the cool whatever. We're gonna come up with her. And he's like. And then she's like, oh, shit. She forgot something in her dad's office. She's like, oh, I don't want to go in your office. All the kids already make fun of me that my dad works here. He's like, oh, whatever. I'm not bringing your lunchbox to you. You come in the office. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they open the door. And who's there? It's Frasier. And they're like, Dad. And she's like, Grandpa, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm moving here. I'm working at the school
now.
I just took a job. He just got back from his... You know what it is? He just got back from his, like, year. He went, like, all over the world for 2 years after.
Yeah, he traveled the world. Yeah, yes. And he's back in town.
Yeah.
And I like
moving
that, yeah.
Here.
It feels like is he the kind of guy who would not shut up about this world trip?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, it's just supposed to be the entire rest of the show. It's constantly referencing.
Well,
when I spent the year in Morocco.
Yes, absolutely. You could even do, he comes in expecting that he's going to live with them. He's like, you know how much the teachers, he blew all his money on this trip. He blew his savings on this trip, and then he makes a middle school teacher salary, which is nothing. So you think that's going to be a setup, and they're like, Dad, you're not, and the wife's like, your dad's not living with us. It's like, oh, shit. So first he goes get, his dad's got to help, Freddie's got to help his dad hunt for, like, a one-bedroom loft in this area, because Frasier just took the job without knowing where he was going to live because he was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, so that could be...
Something like that.
He's helping his dad start his new life.
Let's circle around and talk about the mom.
Okay.
I don't think she should work at the school.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I think Diane is her own thing.
How does she feel about having Frasier around?
She is a she's cool. She's like a...
She's cool.
She's like a weird, like, Etsy, like, artist, like, does, like, paintings. She stays at home, but, like, is, like, making, like, every once in a while she makes, like, a big... Like, she's like the... I don't know. She's like... She's what, like, when Frasier talks about all this art sophistication, she would be the other... She'd be more of a snob.
Yeah, but she'd be
like, that's not real art. Oh, you're going to the locked-up museums of the rich aristocracy, whatever. It's like, I make real art. He's like... he looks at it. He thinks it's all garbage.
Yeah, okay.
And then it bothers him that her paintings, like, she's the moneymaker. Her paintings sell for like $20,000 when they're done.
Yeah, he can't.
It drives him crazy. And then, you know, you can even get a little bit old-fashioned. Like, does that bother you that your wife is like, what, that my wife draws a painting and then gets fucking enough money for a vacation for the family? No, it's the raddest shit possible.
I mean, I don't think that would bother Frasier that, like, she's the breadwinner or anything like that. Like, that's Frasier, you know, patriarch.
Yeah, that's fair. That's just my beliefs. Obviously not everybody. That was called a joke.
thanks for mansplaining what a joke is to our audience.
I was explaining to you, Will. Okay.
Matt's planes.
Okay. I like that as a character because she's the Daphne. If you're talking about trying to get that original dynamic.
I like that she's like an out. She's got a more out there energy. Yes. She's a conceptual artist.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the difference is, like, I think the difference between her and Daphne is, like, she out-snobs Frasier.
Okay. What's great then is then you have this daughter who is a jock who is like, her dad is a big fucking nerd who was like, remember, like, the school therapist character in Freaks and Geeks?
Yes.
Like, kind of like that,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And so her dad is this big goober, and then her mom is this weirdo artist, and, like, she could not be more embarrassed of either of them.
Yes, her dad works at the school,
which
embarrasses her all the time, and then if there's ever parent-teacher conferences or, like, a teacher, like, the mom comes and is, you know, she's a freaking weird, again, she's this, like, free-spirit art person.
Throwing something out here. What if instead she was an art person, she cultivated dank nugs? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's legal in so many places, and she's like, we have our own grow-op. And she's like,
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Does the mom, is the mom in a dick nugs, as Freddie says.
Yeah.
And then she talks about, she talks about the
we definitely
the
got
therapeutic value
of marijuana,
which drives Frasier insane.
But then she's like, well, what do you call that sherry you're always drinking? That's a drug too.
Yes.
You would totally do an episode where Frasier starts smoking weed and then he treats it like wine, where he gets like super,
super
into the, she's like, you ruined weed for me.
Okay, that's a good episode.
All right. The principle. We're gonna talk about the principle.
Yes, the principle.
Oh, the principle is the hard ass.
Let's talk about the kid. Really.
Emma,
I feel like
Diana
at least have an idea of her.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I can even see how she responds to Frasier. I get how his son responds to Frasier too. He is the therapist. He doesn't want his dad fucking judging him for his job. He's also slightly put up as dad. You know, he cares about his dad because his dad lost his wife and his whatnot. He understands his dad is lonely, but he's also trying to make his own way.
Just for a quick 30-second note to our listeners.
Yeah.
A lot of times I think when you talk about, both of you guys talk about this, for sitcoms, what the mark of a good sitcom is if you can take any two characters and just imagine scenarios and conflicts happening between
them.
So if you think of any of the sitcoms you love, you're like, oh, let's put these two characters in a room together. A lot of things should just leap to mind. Like, there needs to be a web of character intrigue and drama and tension to generate these stories, to generate funny situations, which is what we're talking about here.
Because when you're on episode 40, it's like you need to know what a Frasier and Principal episode will be, because we do be running out of ideas.
Yeah.
So, okay, so Emma, the kid. Because, like, we just know that she feels out of place from this family. But what is her thing? Like, what does she want to do? I don't want this to be like cringe, but like it is the current generation in terms of social media and everything. Bear with me. Could she be like any number of those makeup self-help? Could you imagine the frustration that both Freddie, who is the therapist, and Frasier, who was this, and their daughter is popular. She's like, she would be the person.
Viewers on her vlog than Frasier ever had on his radio
on his
show.
Radio show.
She's actually really funny.
Yeah, she's one who would probably be prom queen. Like, she is like, she's, and she's gonna have her own thing. Like they want, like, she would
fair
have
enough.
Her own, but like an actual, like, it's like she's popular. she's the opposite of them, and she's embarrassed of them. She's almost too cool. Again, they all look down on each other in a certain way. She's like, my weird family's very weird.
So it's like the oldest daughter in Blackish, almost.
Yes, that would be. I could see that as a thing.
I can imagine, just because I was a miserable nerd in high school, so I'm like, any high school drama, I'm like,
what's her
if
problem?
They weren't a miserable nerd, what problem could they possibly have? But I do kind of wonder, what is her dynamic? Like, what is her thing then?
I think it's dealing with, I think, you know, I'd probably do that. She doesn't take care of herself as much. She's like, she works herself very hard. Like, you know, even to the point where they think she's just frivolously, you know, putting her time away on the internet. They start realizing that she's like dropping grades, or, you know, you do an Adderall episode with her, stuff like that, because she's really stressed out. Like, she puts a lot of pressure on herself. In fact, they don't realize how much pressure that she does put on herself. Like, she's constantly trying to be better.
But who's her, what is, like, in terms of her social context is her peers.
Yes.
What is her conflict with her peers? Do you know what I mean? Like, what would you, like, that's what I like the.
I think it would be kind of an element of it. For example, like Frasier. Like, what's Frasier's conflict with his peers?
He doesn't, they're all the yahoos at the radio station are like, you know, like, again, it's like you have Bulldog, who's a, you know, a rowdy blue collar schlub.
I think about, like, I mean, again, I don't think you need to make the person the outsider. For example, like when Rory goes to, in Gilmore Girls, obviously not sitcom, but in Gilmore Girls, like, she's not, she, at first, like, they start as like she's different, but then, like, she fits in. So, like, the pressures become, like, again, it's keeping friends, it's like having the responsibility of being a leader, it's all that stuff, especially if you have these, like, really, it just feels like too often if it's like she's either a nerd like them, she's just gonna fit along with her parents and they're gonna be like, it's okay, one day you're gonna be popular.
Okay, so you're saying she has like a super successful YouTube channel?
That was an idea I was throwing out there.
Okay. Right. I mean, like, I'm not, like,
or,
I'm,
or a podcast.
Or a podcast.
Or she streams Fortnite, and but she has half of her time, like, they're like, she just plays video games, and Frasier leans in and she's like, this will be dark for a second. She's like, hey, do not, whatever you do, do not commit suicide. And he's talking to somebody, which happens on Fortnite. He's like, this is insane. This is so unacceptable.
I do like
this is how the world works.
I do. Okay. All right. She's a streamer. Like, I can go with that. Like, she.
By the way, 5 minutes left.
And it's also like how it involves the idea of, like, they're like, you need to study harder in school. She's like, I could make.
I just, here's like, what is the human thing at the bottom of that? Like, again, like, I get that Frasier, I get what, that her dad is trying to connect with her, that Frasier is trying to inspire the youth of tomorrow, that the mom, you know, wants to be a good supportive mom and, like, you know, like, the mom wants to change the world. Like, what windmill is she tilting at? What can she know? What does she want that she can never have? That's what I don't understand.
Yes,
in your
that's a good.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah. Like the what is her insecurity? Like what's her or what is she again? That what does she want that she can never have?
Maybe she just wants her parents' approval.
That's interesting.
Like,
okay,
like,
yeah,
they
yeah,
want
yeah,
her.
Yeah,
she wants.
Yeah.
They want. She wants to be accepted for who she is, and like in the rest of the world, she's confident. And I think when they, I think a lot of her stuff would be trying to change herself for what they think, and they don't understand her. I think that would be it's the intergenerational dynamic. Mm-hmm. Like they don't get her, and I think that's where a lot of it comes from. And they care for her. Obviously, they all care for each other, mm-hmm. but she doesn't. Again, they don't understand why she plays games
that,
or why she streams.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Wanting her parents' understanding, I like that, and that they're kind of like a. Cross purposes, but I also like in terms of her peers. I wonder if it's like the like that kind of need for acceptance can still be there.
Yes,
right?
I think
like,
so.
Especially if she has like this out external persona or whatever, like or if she is Instagram famous. Or
Freddie, what
like
do you
that.
Say? Every single streamer or Instagram person you've met has a slight insecurity issue.
I literally was talking about this today. No shade on anything, but I will say this: I will say a strong number of people who are attracted to live streaming themselves and those types of platforms have are not, and are constantly seeking external approval of
okay,
some kind.
Okay, that's fine.
That's not bad. That's not.
Because I could also
no, but you know what that reminds me.
Not saying that they all do, by the way. I'm just saying like I just it's a trend I've seen to notice, and I think that those places and those platforms feed that. Really,
I think what's
in a negative way. I think, but anyway,
I think what's interesting about that, what I like about that, is that it reminds me of like all the stories they would do with Frasier's fame on Frasier, where like again, like he finally gets his caricature up on the wall at Stefano's, but it's really ugly, so he's trying to change it the whole episode. Like that would be the kind of thing you would do with her. Is she is very.
There's a vanity to her.
She's status obsessed, right? Because again, she's not the only streamer. She's not the only Instagrammer at this school, right? Like it's like she's competitive. She's you know like again like I think
would she be top dog at the schools?
Like here would be an episode I'd see with him, for example. When Frasier comes in and she's saying something like psychological on her stream, mm-hmm. and he gets furious. He's like, "This is unacceptable." And then he would say something to
like she's wrong or.
Yeah, like he's
or just
yes.
I went to 8 years of school to be able to dispense that. Yeah. You can't just Wikipedia
and
the
she's like,
DSM.
And she's like, I have a lot of people who listen to me. I know how to talk to kids my age or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he would say something too far. Yeah. Like he would say like, how can you expect to talk to me when you don't know what the fuck you're doing? I saw you crying. Whatever. He'd say something too far, and then that whole episode would be about that's the same time that they come out with the new like schedules, and she gets his class. Mm-hmm. So then she's like. She's
challenging
like
him in
class and like rising it up and stuff like that. And then you have that touching moment at the end where she's like, "You really hurt me because of this." She's like, "I'm really sorry. I didn't realize that." And then hug or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that's the sort of stuff.
So she talks. Okay, so she plays Minecraft or Fort Kids or whatever.
Fort Kids.
And people ask her for advice on the on her.
Yeah, it's
like
it's
a Clarissa Explains It All type situation.
Yeah, it's
but
advice.
Like that she more like but I like that. Yes, it's like an advice show more or less. She has 7,000 times as many listeners as Frasier ever had. That's very good.
Yeah, and all she shoots people while doing
and
it.
And
like,
blowing
it
people's
blows,
heads off while doing it.
Blows
it.
Both of their minds.
And yeah, so she's this whip smart, precocious kid.
They even say like, "Why don't you work harder? You could get a PhD. Maybe you could be a psychologist." She's like, "Why would I?
How much
learn psychology?"
She's like, "How much do psychologists make?" Well, I mean, you can easily get a low six figure. It's like. I literally made $40,000 yesterday.
Yeah. Also,
just playing the.
Also, I feel like I kind of already figured it out. Like I don't know if you've heard my. I don't know if you heard
she's
me talking.
Very arrogant.
Yeah, like, but I think I kind of already get
in
it.
In that. Oh, so yes, it's also because in that impossible way that like a seventh grader who thinks they know fucking everything. Like I remember when I was in seventh grade, I thought I knew everything about jazz and writing, and I was like, "Yeah, I got this all pretty much figured out." Like that's her. That's like, another blind spot for her that she gets dunked on by. Okay, that's great.
She's constantly printing off think pieces. Like,
oh, that's the
about
family.
Her.
Do we have time for the principal? Or
no,
do
I don't think.
Yeah,
we need the principal.
That's you know that's the core family.
There's a principal.
There's a principal that will...
principal's like a rotating cast member again, like his boss on KACL on Frasier.
Yeah. Okay. And then Eddie is Eddie.
And then there's another dog. The dog is also super Instagram famous.
You know, that's
not bad. That's pretty good. It's like she. She's got this. It's like merch.
Oh no,
like merch for the dog.
That's a good episode. Is that she's forced to spend time with Frasier because like the parents are going out and she doesn't have anything to do. And then she realizes the dog is very cute. So without asking Frasier, she makes Eddie Instagram famous. So Frasier starts walking down the street and people are stopping him. And he's like, "What the hell happened?" And then he's furious and he can't do it.
She starts an Instagram account for him and everything. It just becomes a permanent thing. That
you constantly do. He's got to babysit her all the time and like chaperone her. Yeah. You know, like that kind of thing. He's the chaperone of the school dance. Like that's a good conflict. Yeah. You got the episode where he gets into weed.
Yep. You have the episode where he finds out that she likes this guy and that guy's in his class, and then he tries to talk to that guy and blows it all up.
Yeah.
Makes it 20 times worse and stuff. Okay. Yeah, all right. Fun. That's
and you have the one
good.
Where he learns how to play Fortnite and he fucking just blows the wood meta just the entire time. Just not enough mats and he's going in half cocked. Like he's not even drinking.
No,
the
you would
potions.
Do that. He's a Fortnite savant because he studied architecture for a semester in
he's
in,
just
in,
recreating
at
famous
at
like
Oxford.
He just makes falling water in the corner of the map. Yeah, I believe this was the point.
Yeah. You would definitely do the reverse where he plays on her stream and then becomes really popular for a moment because he's this funny old guy who came.
But then he said,
weird.
But then he says something racist.
Yeah, he gets
and Twitch and Twitch bans him. All right,
him and PewDiePie sitting in the doghouse.
All right, when we come back, the Frasier reboot in the elevator pitch. Stay tuned.
So you want to understand what's going on in the world.
But trying to keep up with the news can be such a headache.
With clickbait headlines, TV news acting like there's always two equal sides to every story.
And never enough talk about the various McDonald Playland characters.
Okay, in my defense though, when I brought that up, we learned a lot.
That's true.
I'm Brent Black.
I'm Courtney Unlow.
And I'm Travis McElroy.
With Trends Like These.
Real-life friends talking internet trends.
We debunk misleading headlines from the top trending news.
We always throw in at least one positive story.
But we call out bullshit when we see it.
Join us each week on MaximumFun.org.
Because with trends like these...
Who needs any memes?
Ah? Ah?
Yeah, that was great.
Welcome back, Seattle. You are listening to the Frasier Crane Show. I'm your host, Frasier Crane. And today, we are continuing our theme and talking about reboots, new beginnings, the beginning of a new era. Roz, who do we have on line one?
We have Matt on line one. Is that right?
And what is Matt calling in regards to?
Matt wants to pitch you a Frasier reboot. Is that what she does?
Go ahead, Matt. God. I'm listening.
Hi, Frasier Crane. I'm Matt Arnold. I'm a neurotic writer in Hollywood, and I just came to call. I need some help. I'm really nervous about this pitch for Frasier I'm about to pitch to you.
Well, nerves are often a sign of fear in regards to a new situation, which is totally natural.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm pretty afraid.
Okay, well, go ahead and explain. This is a totally safe environment, and I am here to listen. Again, my name is Frasier Crane, and I am listening.
Oh, I know who you are. I'm a big fan. Okay, so here's my idea for a reboot. My name is Matthew Arnold again. I'm a writer in Hollywood. So here's my idea for a reboot. As you know, you're a very good psychiatrist, and this is if Frasier was about you trying to find love in a big city, this is about you trying to spread that love to the new millennial generation.
Millennials, yes.
Millennials.
Continue.
So this show takes place after Frasier Crane has found his love at the end of Frasier, as you know. You went to Chicago and you married Laura Linney, I believe.
I believe her name was Charlotte.
Your name was Charlotte. You guys had a wonderful love affair and marriage for over 10 years, and then she unfortunately passed away.
Very sad.
And you went around the world and enjoyed yourself, and now you've come back to reconnect with your son, Eddie.
Freddy.
Your son.
There's literally someone sitting across from you with that name.
With your son.
I'm sorry, Roz. Did you have something you wanted to interject?
With your son, Freddy. So this is a family story where you come back and teach at... your son, Freddy, is now a school therapist.
Ah, interesting.
Yes, which makes you very proud.
Intergenerational conflict.
Yes. And you've come to connect with him again because you're feeling rather lonely. Again, you don't have a wife or anything. And you also want to be there for your grandkid, Emma, who is this... Which is this fancy... No, she's not fancy. Who is this hotshot, cool, streaming, Fortnite, super... YouTuber.
Now, Matt, what is a streaming super YouTuber?
Super YouTuber. Well, those are the sort of questions that you are going to have to figure out on the show.
It sounds like I'm going to be comically fish out of water in this wacky new world.
Absolutely. So you go there and you teach philosophy at the school, and you're trying to...
Ah, yes, the greats.
The
Kant,
greats.
Nietzsche.
Yes. So it's...
Sartre. Camus.
So it's
Plato.
So yeah,
Aristotle.
You're in school, you like the principal, and the wife of your son is a more pretentious artist than you, and you have a dog named Eddie also.
What's the wife's name?
Diane.
Okay, I think that's
pretty much it.
I think that's pretty much everything.
So, do you have any advice for me before I hang up?
Well, caller, I would suggest that you pursue your dreams, that you write this show, and that you get a green light for it and get it made. And when you do, tell them to put me, Kelsey Grammer, Fraser Crane, in the show.
All right, thank you very much, Fraser Crane.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have today, Seattle. Up next is Bulldog Briscoe with the Gonzo Sports Show. Bulldog, you old scamp. This is Fraser Crane wishing you good day and good mental health.
Where's my story break idea? Well, goddamn, where's my story break idea?
This stinks. This is total BS.
This is total BS.
Wow, you guys, it's like,
man, those were some fun Frasier references.
It's like I was watching you guys just like live out some weird fantasies just now.
It was
form.
Like LARPing for me. Flarping, if you will.
Oh my God. Well,
well, thanks for indulging us.
Yeah, thanks everybody for the episode that this is the only episode I'm going to re-listen to because this was clearly just for Will and I.
Yeah, so that's story break, everyone. Thanks for listening to our Frasier fiction.
We get to a lot of fun on this podcast, don't we? But like all good things, it's got to come to an end, which is what's happening right now. Me, Freddie Wong, solo queuing the outro this week because Matt had to scurry away on husband duty and Will's on vacation. We actually pre-recorded this episode, which meant that we were not around for all the awesome Twitter interactions and fan art that came our way for Army of Metal. Thank you so much to everybody who's sending stuff in. To 8, the creator of my Twitter avatar, who sent in a dope Army of Metal poster. You noted that you couldn't come up with a tagline, which is fair. You bring the art. It's kind of, you know, the tagline duties, honestly, kind of on us, if you think about this. Also noticed this week that a lot of the Max Fun HQ pins are showing up in people's physical mailboxes. So thanks, Vicky Essex, for sending along pictures of your Judge John Hodgman and the Story Break pin, which I gotta say, man, we gotta change the logo up. It's just too good. Those Max Fun folks know what they're doing when it comes to iconography. Us, we're a bunch of Philistines when it comes to art. Those Max Fun folks know what's up. Send in your fan art. Send in your, you know, send in actually the stories that you're seeing. We saw this week that the Plain White Tees song is getting adapted. You know what? It sounds like Hollywood's taking a cue from the old Story Boys and picking weird, obscure things to adapt. And we always love hearing about them. You can send them to us at RJ Story Break. Also, thank you to everybody who's been sending your names in for our Story Break name inclusion master spreadsheet. I gotta come up with a better name for that. But much appreciated is where we draw from. So again, all that stuff is available at RJ Story Break on Twitter. Thank you also to MaximumFun.org. for having us on their podcast network, where we are dwarfed by much more entertaining and much funnier podcasts than this one. I'm just kidding. We're the best one on there, clearly, right? Also, thank you to Cameron Covell for slicing and dicing our usual weekly insanity. That's going to do it for us this week. Thank you again all so much for listening. We'll see you next week. And until next time, it's just me in my apartment talking to a microphone. So that's the outro. Bye.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott, and we're
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons.
We are a Simpsons podcast on the Maximum Fun Network, and we've got some exciting news.
Ooh, tell me.
We are going to be doing some live podcast shows in some of our favorite cities. We're so excited, and we want to let you guys know out there in the Max Fun universe that we are coming to you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. On Saturday, September 15th, we will be at the North Door in Austin, Texas.
Yeehaw.
On Saturday, December 1st, we will be at the Alamo Draft House, Sloan's Lake in Denver, Colorado.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
We'll find out. Friday, December 7th, we are going to be at the Vera Project in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, God. Nirvana.
Yes.
Okay.
And Saturday, December 8th, we will be at Mississippi Studios in Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Matt Groening lives there.
Yes.
Or once lived there.
He still lives there in our hearts. So make sure that you mark your calendars for those dates, and we will be posting the ticketing links on our Twitter. That is @SimpsonsPod, and we will smell you later.